Residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Monday morning in the Little Apple. Brady Bowman with you here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at K-State and the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Phone lines are open. We've got a lot of great phone calls, a lot of different questions, specific, whatever.
This is my dream for a Monday morning. You got people thinking, talking.
Yeah.
Hey, if we can keep making this happen, that's great.
Yeah. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Plus, you get to say hi to Dave. You get to say good morning, Dave, on a Monday morning.
There are a lot of positives to this. Yeah. So I encourage people.
Let's go back and talk about the shutdown, the government shutdown again. And we kind of touched on some ways this has some effect on K-State. We talked about extension services mainly. Are there some other things that has some implications?
Yeah. So, you know, the university, even though it's a state institution, gets a lot of funding from the federal government for a variety of things, programs, particularly research projects. And some people might be listening and be like, research, what does that even really mean? But there are a lot of aspects of the university that are reliant upon, you know, i.e. salaries, a lot of community engagement, all sorts of things that are reliant on federal funding. And so one of the obstacles that is confronting folks right now is that if they are utilizing some of those federal funds, depending on what the funding mechanisms are, whether they have the money now or not, or if they're in the process, like all of that just kind of stops, right? So there are aspects that in the really practical ways, like websites shut down for the federal government. There's a project that I personally am working on with a colleague in California that we've been waiting to hear from the USDA, and I know like that's not going to happen right now. I mean, and so the larger impacts of a government shutdown really have these kind of nuts and bolts things. I know I saw a colleague of mine over the weekend who was trying to access a database. A census database, and it was not available because of this, right? I mean, so there are things that a lot of people just don't think about kind of behind the scenes, and it's not the super exciting stuff in a popular way, but it really impacts people in the day-to-day work that they do in their kind of planning and preparation. And we'll see what happens with this shutdown. There's a, you know, as we said earlier, there's a procedural vote in the Senate that's supposed to happen here in just an hour, a little bit more than an hour, 15 minutes or so. And so we'll begin to see where this goes. But a lot of the posturing is not indicating that there's a move to a quick compromise. And that's, you know, that's concerning for a lot of folks that are reliant on these things that at the university and in the broader communities. All of a sudden you realize where streams of funding are coming from, right? You know, it's showing up in universities and United Ways, all sorts of places. There are avenues that we don't often think about. But in these moments, when the hose kind of gets squeezed, so to speak, that's when people begin to realize what's going on.
And what about at the local level, whether it's like city government, state government, law enforcement, fire, those sort of things?
Well, I mean, and by and large, I mean, those are funded through local state sources, and so the impact really would be on you know, when we're talking about federal funding for grants and other kind of projects of that sort, that things will just kind of close up, right? So the middle managers, the project managers, those kinds of folks who coordinate and oversee those things, those are the people who aren't reporting to work this morning, right? That's where that begins to play out. So if there's, I know my wife has been really wanting to get me to go on another trip here pretty soon, and we need to get a passport. We got a new little guy in our family, and
congrats.
Yeah, thanks. And but like the passport office is closed, right? I mean, so those things are being processed in the Department of State. So there are. So if you're trying to get a passport, don't go waste your time today. Just there's your public service announcement, but. But there are things like that you just don't think about until you try to go and utilize a service, whether it's a database, a resource online, or if you're trying to submit paperwork for something. Those are the types of things that are shut down right now.
What about MBAP? MBAP has a lot of federal backing.
Yeah, it does.
A lot.
Yeah, pretty much the whole thing, right. I mean, so here's an interesting example. I mean, and there was also commentary about this. So MBAF is, as I understand it, I'm sure there's a lot of other people in this city who could speak more directly to this, but those funds have already been channeled kind of to third parties, i.e. contractors and everybody else. So that's going to continue presumably as it is, unless this becomes kind of drawn out. And then the challenging with the budget cycle, we haven't actually had a budget for months. We just keep doing these continuing resolutions, which is kind of the status quo, keeping things as they are. When you do that, you're always running the risk of in a few weeks we will have to do this again. And then that's where if the funding for MBAP, for example, if a certain stream is kind of ending and they're reliant on that being re-upped or being kind of designated in a different way, then that's a problem. Another one that I heard over the weekend people talking about was the park system, that they were going to keep them open, but the federal employees weren't going to be there. Contractors were. But if there were, for example, and we're having this weather right now, say you're trying to go to a park in Colorado, roads would stay open, but if it snows, they're not going to clean the snow. So you can see how this could go poorly if all of a sudden you find yourself up some mountain or, you know, even here in Kansas, you know, choosing some of these kind of these federally controlled spaces that if something goes on, they're not going to be able to respond, right? I mean, or they're just not going to be there, right? So those kinds of things. This is where, in the practical way, it becomes helpful for the government to do its job.
And I'm glad you mentioned that we still don't really have a budget yet. I think a lot of people maybe get sort of confused. They had that tax reform bill that did get through, and I think people maybe confuse that as almost kind of being the same thing as the budget, but it isn't. It's not. It's a different thing.
No, we actually haven't had a budget for about 5 months. So it's been one of these challenges that you need to, you know, whether you agree with it or not, and back to the points before about needing to have compromise, these are budgets are one of these places where you have to give a little and take a little, and we need to improve on that.
Nope, no argument here. We'll come back and we'll finish things up with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at K-State, after the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank is big on you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing.